طيب نكمل إن شاء الله. أنا والله نعم قلنا ومن أصول أهل السنة والجماعة من أصول أهل السنة والجماعة ماذا يا أخوان قلنا؟ نعم أنهم لا يتناولون أحدا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فضلا عن أزواجه بالسلم والسب. They do not يعني speak of any of the companions of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, whether that his family, like wives and children and grandchildren, with any type of cursing or insulting. نعم ولكن يترضون عنهم جميعا وتسلم قلوبهم وألسنتهم وصدورهم لأصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So their hearts, their tongues, their chests are free of any type of defect or insulting or cursing to the Prophet's companions and family members. نعم لا كما تفعل بعض الفرق الضالة, not as some of the deviant sects do, فتجدهم مثلا يسبون عليا. That يعني you see some people يعني they curse علي كالخوارج, ولا يسبون أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان كالروافض, and they don't يعني and some other deviant sects curse أبو بكر عمر and عثمان as the روافض do, أو يسبون أزواجه ويتهمونهم بما لا يليق بهم وبعد أن برأهم الله عز وجل من ذلك, or that they accuse the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with anything that cannot be from such quality of people, and Allah تعالى freed them from that in the Quran. نعم بل تسلم صدور أهل السنة والجماعة لكل أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من رجال ونساء وأزواج وذرية. But the believer as the principle of أهل السنة والجماعة, he only have love to the Sahaba of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, all of them, men, women, wives of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, children, grandchildren, have love with them, love them for the sake of Allah, and always he asks Allah تعالى to be pleased with them. نعم فمن كلم عليهم بشيء من يعني من هذه الأمور فإنه آثم عند الله, and anyone speaks evil about them or any one of them is considered to be sinner before Allah تعالى. نعم ونعم وأيضا من أصول أهل السنة والجماعة, مع أنهم يحبون ويحترمون أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إلا أنهم لا يرفعونهم إلى منزلة إلى مسمان ولا إلى منزلة إلهية. Although they respect and love the family members of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, but yet they don't raise them to the level of godhood or prophethood, but they say they are pious, the best pious people after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, from the Rasul sunnah wal jama'ah, التصديق بكرامات الأولياء. عليكم السلام. تصديق بكرامات الأولياء. And from the principles of Ahlus Sunnah, that they believe that the أولياء has يعني كرامات or things that Allah Ta'ala made them able to do, not as normal people and regular people. وكرامات الأولياء هي ما يجري ما يجريه الله عز وجل على أيديهم على أيدي بعض من خوارق العادات إكرام لهم كما دل على ذلك الكتاب والسنة. And يعني this been authenticated in the Quran that Allah Ta'ala يعني gives some of his أولياء some of يعني type of يعني abnormal things to do or to happen, لكن ليست تكون يعني عادة دائمة معهم. It's not something constant to يعني to one of them. ولكن يكرم الله عز وجل أن يكون ذلك ثم قد يزول عنه. وأما ما يدعيه بعض الناس، أولا يجب أن نعرف من هو الولي. فنعرف الدعوة الباطلة. First of all, we need to know who is the ولي. So we know the we can distinguish between the true wali and the false wali. الولي كما عرفه الله عز وجل ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. آمنوا وصدقوا وكانوا يتقون. نعم، فكان يعني الولي هو من يتقي الله عز وجل وأيضا هو مؤمن. فمعنى يتقي أنه لا يترك طاعة الله. Meaning of that the ولي يعني يتقي وفيرز الله means that he never ever abandoned the taqwa of Allah. He never ever abandoned the taqwa of Allah. يعني he always يعني obeys Allah and worships. ولا يترك العبادة. And he never stops worshiping. He never stops worshiping. قال نعم قال الله عز وجل الله عز وجل said نعم واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. الله عز وجل said I worship your Lord until the يقين of what is you. ما اليقين هنا؟ what is اليقين؟ نعم death. هم قال لا اليقين يعني تأكل القلب. يعني هل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ترك العبادة يوما في حياته؟ did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stop worshiping any moment in his life؟ لا. طيب هل هذا يعني أنه ما عنده يقين بربي؟ does that mean that he started sinning because he did not be, يعني did not stop worship, he did not stop prayer until he died. So does that mean he continued worshiping because he did not have certainty about his role؟ كيف هذا؟ هذا ما يعقل. نعم، لكن أولياء الصوفية يقولون هكذا، هم لا يعبدون إلا يتقوا العبادة ما يصلي ولا هم يسألون لماذا لا تصلي؟ قال لا أنا صليت في مكة في الحرم وجئت أنتم بأقوام. He said no 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 I prayed but I prayed in Mecca in Haram while I'm sitting with you. I mean he has this kind of special thing. He said this is karama. This is not karama. يعني this, if this is karama it would have been given to the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr, Umar, who are real awliya. This is not the way of karama. You go and pray in Mecca, come back in a fraction of a second, it's shaykh. This is not karam, this is killing. وإنكار كرامات الأولياء أيضا يا أخوان هذا ليس صحيحا. And to deny the karama of أولياء that Allah تعالى gave to them, this is not correct. كما تفعل الجهمية والمعتزلة. الجهمية والمعتزلة they deny they say no كرامة. ما في كرامة. Allah doesn't give anybody any ability to do anything which is abnormal. Nah, there is we approve it. But at the same time, ولكن في نفس الوقت يجب أن نفرق بين الكرامة والدجل والشعوذة. We have to differentiate between the karama that Allah gives to His awliya and the lie of the magicians and witchcraft. من بعض الصوفية يدخلون السيوف من جانب هذا يخرجون من جانب والأسياخ. And some of the Sufis that bring the sword and from the sand and comes out of the other side and they say this is karama. I say no, this is magic. This is not karama. This is not karama. This is magic. نعم لذلك يحتاج أن نفرق بين الكرامة و إذا أردت أن تعرف تفرق بين الكرامة وغيرها انظر لفاعلها. If you want to differentiate between the karama and the lie and the magic, then you have to look to the person who's doing this. How praised he is. How praised he is. How good worshiper he is. Stop him and ask him. Tell him, can you tell me the obligations of the conditions of La ilaha illallah? He cannot. He doesn't have the time. Tell him, can you tell me what in Salah requires to do sahu and what cannot be covered with the sahu. He cannot be the sahu. Because they are liars, they are not awliya. Awliya are those who know about Allah and they always increase their knowledge about Allah, about what Allah Ta'ala commanded. Naam, and they always in worship in worshiping Allah Ta'ala. Naam. نعم والأصل ومن أصول أهل السنة والجماعة and from the principles of أهل السنة والجماعة أنهم إذا يعني أنهم لا يستدلون بآيات بشيء غير ما جاء في القرآن والسنة وكلام الصحابة. From the principles of Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah is that they don't take as a proof anything else other than what is in the Quran, what is in the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what the Sahaba said. كما قال ابن القيم, as ابن القيم said, العلم قال الله قال رسوله قال الصحابة ليس للتمويه. ما العلم نسبك الاختلاف استفاهة بين الرسول وبين رأي فقيه. نعم, علم is Allah said. The messenger said, the Sahaba said, it is not tricking the people and awkward ways, and it is not fitting the comparison between the opinion of a faqih and the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot fit the confusion too. نعم أهل السنة والجماعة يقولون إذا جاء نهر الله بطل نهر معصر. They say, Al Sunnah al Jama'ah say, whenever the river of Allah comes, the river of Ma'qal is cancelled. Meaning, the river of Allah did proofs from the Quran and Sunnah. It is clear for us. What I need to get water from the river of Ma'qal who asked me for paying him money? Huh? When the rain is descending, why do I need to go by water? Huh? Why do I need to go by water? I get water from the rain and drink, alhamdulillah. نعم ومن عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة كما قلنا بأنهم لا يعتقدون العصمة لأحد إلا لأنبياء الله ورسله، وأنهم يعتقدون أن من سواهم يصيب ويخطئ، يجتهد فيصيب ويخطئ. We believe also that يعني from the principles of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah is that they believe that no one is perfect except the messengers and prophets. Other than them, they can be found right, they can be found wrong. They can make a proper يعني اجتهاد, they can make false اجتهاد. كما قال الإمام مالك, كل يؤخذ من قوله ويرد إلا صاحب هذا القول. إمام مالك said, everyone, his statement can be taken, can be rejected, except the one who was buried in this grave, meaning Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, because he was in a Masjid al-Nabawi. إذن هذا هو ومن أصول أهل السنة والجماعة أنهم لا يهجرون إلا من يستحق الهجر, وأن الهجر عندهم من العلاج, فلا يهجرون في الاختلاف الفقهي. And from the principles of the Sunnah and Jama'ah that they don't boycott except the one who deserves to be boycotted. They don't practice the boycotting based on the different opinions of fiqh. لا, that's not correct. It's not correct. ينبغي أن يفهم ذلك, ويعني هذا ما أمكن جمعه, ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحب ويرضى, والله تعالى أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه. إذا كان هناك سؤال نأخذ الاثنين من أي قصر وكان تيك نعم شيء. السلام عليكم.
About the infallibility of the prophet. There's a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought people's plants in date trees and said to do it a different way. And then, you know, the dates didn't in there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he said, you know, don't take my opinion in this. For something similar to this.
Yeah.
You know, because he said they had specialist knowledge.
Yeah.
How do you understand that? And there's also incidents where the other prophet was, you know, being showed human training. How do you understand that?
We understand that the messengers, all the messengers, have two sides. One side that they are human like any human. And in this side they can be right, they can be wrong. And this side, they can be right, they can be wrong. But they have other side, which is the prophetical side, which depends on the revelation. They cannot be found wrong. They cannot be found wrong because they say what they say, they do what they do on this side based on the revelation. Now, this thing that you mentioned, I don't know what you call it, cultivation?
No.
When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved from Mecca to Medina. For your information, Mecca is the land where no grow. No trees. It's a very dry land. All mountains. Medina is the land of palm trees. So when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, when he first came, he found the people cultivating the palm trees. Then he asked, why are you doing this? They said, if we don't do this, then the deaths come smaller. He said, no, leave it as it. So they did. They thought that this is from the revelation. This is. But when the fruit, yani when the season of picking the fruit came, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wondering, what happened to your day? All came small and no meat. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, you see, you told us not to cut it. See, oh guys, you are farmers and you're the farmer. You know better in your field. Yani, what does he mean? They did not explain to him. their experiences, other incidents in the Battle of Badr. We all know that Rasulullah ﷺ went to Badr not for fight. He went only to capture the caravan of Abu Sufyan. But Allah Ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said in Surah Al-Anfal that they planned something, but Allah planned nothing. Allah planned the war. So Allah Ta'ala permitted Abu Sufyan to escape with the caravan. And he sent someone to Quraysh for help on escape. Quraysh came in 1,000 soldiers or fighters. Rasulullah was with 317 approximately, some between 10 and 20, 300 and something. And they were not equipped for fighting. So when they hear that Quraysh came, they said, and Rasulullah gave them the choice. Whoever wants to go back, he can go back. They all said, no, even if you cross the sea, we'll cross it with you. Then Rasulullah took the place where he was waiting for Quraysh to come and they fight, which is the area called Badr, right? It's about 150 kilometers to the southwest of Medina. They found that area has a lot of wells, water wells. Rasulullah ﷺ said to them, we make the wells between us and them. Salman al-Farisi, with his experience, he said to him, Ya Rasulullah, is this a revelation or it is a war technique? He said, no, it's a war technique only. He said, no, this is not the proper technique. We beat them, come and make the wells behind us. And whatsoever wells is remaining in front of us, we destroy it. For that, when they need water, of course, with injuries, we need water. Once you get injured, you need water. Once you bleed, you need water. They don't find water, so they become weak. And whenever we need water, we get back and get water. Peace be upon him said, this is a good idea. And he accepted it. And Ghazwat al-Khandaq, let me just remember, Salman in this or in Ghazwat al-Khandaq? I think Salman is Ghazwat al-Khandaq. I forgot who the Sahabi got this idea in here. But anyway, in Ghazwat al-Khandaq, Rasulullah knew that Quraysh came out of Makkah towards Medina to fight. Now he was thinking, what should we do? And he asked the Sahaba, what should we do? They came out from Medina so that Quraysh do not enter Medina and destroy it. When they came out to the boundaries of Medina, which is Khandaq, he did not have any idea to dig a trench. Salman al-Farisi came to me and said, Ya Rasulullah, I think it is better we dig a trench on the whole area so that they cannot cross and come to us. He saw Salam found it a good idea. He said, okay, this is a good idea. And they dig the trench. So here he accepted from them. Now, these all are not revelation, but in the things related to the religion, they don't make mistakes. By the meaning mistakes, what is the meaning of mistakes? One might say, but he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was found mistaken in the salah. Yes, this is because Allah Ta'ala shows us that he is human first, and second shows us what to do when we are in the same position. The revelation, the wahi, came to correct it. came to correct it. Now, this is how we understand it. Allah Akbar. Any other question? Well, if there is no question, then
Sheikh, about the question article relating to the fitna and khuruj of I remember the fitna in Algeria, and the people they are multi and probably they pray, I don't know if they pray or not, and they kill another Muslim people. How do you call these people?
Well, the people that killed Ali were multi and bearded, praying more than the other Sahaba, fasting more than the other Sahaba, as the Prophet said, consider your prayer nothing compared to theirs, consider your recitation of Quran nothing compared to theirs, you consider your fasting nothing compared to theirs, but he said, but they are the dogs of the fire. The dogs of the fire, because they are a fitna causer, a maker. These Khawarij now, what a good thing that the Khawarij gave to Algeria, for example. What a one advantage they gave to Algeria? Nothing. They destroyed Algeria. They killed innocent souls. They made it terrible more than it before this crisis. And this is everywhere. Everywhere they go, they only bring shame to Muslims. If they are going to bring any good, why would Rasulullah ﷺ say they are the dogs of the fire? Why would Rasulullah ﷺ say, if I find them, I will kill them the way Ad and Thamud were killed? Why would Rasulullah ﷺ encourage fighting them? He said, whoever of you sees them, let them to kill them. And if they kill him, he is a martyr. None? Because their fitna is extreme amongst the Ummah. Their fitna is huge, massive amongst the Ummah. And everywhere the Khawarij found, see what they do. They only destroy. They never built nothing. They just destroy. They just destroyed. So, a Muslim should stay away from the methodology of these people. Rasulullah gave us the guidance, but they don't find it enough. They don't find what Rasulullah said enough. Rasulullah said, you be patient with your ruler, the Muslim ruler. You be patient with him. If he oppressed you, Rasulullah said, and in the hadith, تَسْمَعْ وَتُطِيعْ وَإِنْ جَلَدُوا ظَهْرَكَ وَإِنْ أَخَذُوا مَالَكَ. You listen and obey. Even if they lash you on your back, beat you on your back, and take your money. For no reason. Rasulullah said, تَسْمَعْ وَتُطِيعْ. لماذا يا إخوان؟ هل Rasulullah يحمي الظلمة؟ رسول الله سلم defending the oppressors؟ لا طبعا، لكن يحميك أنت، but he defend you and protect you. لماذا؟ لأن إذا أخذوا مالك وجلدوا ظهرك فأنت حي تعبد الله وتسترزق وتعيش بين أولادك. نعم، لكن لو عانت، لو خاصمت قتلوك، توقفت حياتك. إذا رسول الله سلم يريد مصلحتك أنت وليس مصلحتهم. So Prophet ﷺ, when he told you to be patient with your rulers, he wants to do you good, not to do them good. Because by that, your life is saved. It's not like the Khawarij say, this is cowardice. No. This is bravery. This is Islam. This is the proper aqidah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how we need to be. Yeah?
In this condition that Abu Hurairah prayed.
Hmm?
In this condition, obeyed if he prayed.
obey him if he prays? No. The condition.
It's an opinion by some people. If he prays.
Right. I said the hadith before Salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "يَكُونُ فِيكُمْ أُمَرَاء يُؤَخِّرُونَ الصَّلَاةَ عَنْ وَقْتِهَا." قالوا ماذا نفعل؟ قال صلوا في بيوتكم ثم صلوا معهم. He said there will be rulers delay the prayers from their times. Now I ask you, delaying the prayer, is something permissible? No. And the other thing, he said, pray in your homes. And when the Sahabi said, "Ya Rasulullah, what should we do?" He said, pray in your homes, meaning on the time, and then pray with them. Is it permissible you pray twice? No. So, why? It is all to protect the ummah. Maslaha. Advantage of the ummah. Now, so we have to be patient. Have to be patient. لأنه في الآخر, look, يعني, at the end, they all are going to run away, escape from that land to the land of kuffar. Pure kuffar. It is wondering, huh? All these takfiris and the jihadis, they established it in the land of Muslims and they escaped to the land of kuffar. They established it there because the ruler is not Muslim anymore. Why? Because he shaved his beard. Okay, what about this president of the kuffar land in the west, mashallah, he has a big beard on it. And I said this one day to one of them, I said, they are, not pious rulers. I said, mashallah, you left them because they are not pious rulers, and you came here to Amir al-Mu'mineen in Shadiblah? Or what, they are not even, they don't talk logically. You left your land for what? Because he's not Muslim. He's not. And then you came to who? To Muslims? They don't think, they don't think. They just follow their desires. They have hawa. They have hawa on them. Allah Alam.
Yeah, you said you have to be patient, or you need to get your father from you. I don't know whether I get the hadith, but I don't know if I get it.
That is hadith sahih, but what is the understanding of it according to the Sahaba and the Salaf? The hadith, "من قتل دون مال فهو شهيد," a thief jumped, break in your house, and you start pushing him, but he kills you. Then you are shaheed, because you are defending your world, defending your family, your honor, you're defending your house. But it's not against the ruler. Not against the ruler. But it is against the thief or one who is oppressing you. But again, if the ruler for no reason kills you, you think that it's not counted? If a normal man kills you for nothing, you are rewarded. Although it's not you are not a shaheed, you are not a martyr, but yet you are highly rewarded because you've been oppressed. If the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in يوم القيامة, يؤتى برجال يوم القيامة لهم حسنات كجبال التهامة. لكن يأتي ظلم هذا وأخذ مال هذا وقتل هذا, فيأخذ من حسناته فتوضع في ميزان حسناته. فإذا فنت حسناته أخذت من سيئاته وضعت على سيئاته. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us that there will be believers who oppress others, by surrendering, by taking their words with no right, taking their money with no right, their lands with no right, something like that. And on the day of resurrection, Allah Ta'ala is going to take from the hasanat of these people, the oppressors, and put it on the added to the hasanat of those who have been oppressed. And if they have their hasanat finished, then and there is still something to be compensated, then the sins of these people will be taken and put added to the sins of that man, and then he will be put in the fire. Isn't this something good? Allah Ta'ala يعني, rewarded you. يعني, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala rewarded you. Allah Ta'ala.
There are boundaries of being a Muslim and a non-Muslim, and then there are boundaries of the Sunnah, and there are boundaries of
Naam.
Could you explain what these
are? Right. We said in that day there are boundaries of Islam. Who exceeds them is not considered to be Muslim. Like what, for example, shirk. Shirk is from the boundaries. If you yani, exceed the line of tawheed, you get into shirk. And when you get into shirk, you are kafir, out of Islam. You have the boundaries of Islam. Now, sihr, magic, etc., etc. Now, we come to the boundaries of sunnah and bid'ah. Okay? There are sunan, optional as optional yani, actions or sayings. If you do them, you are rewarded. If you don't do them, you are still within the boundaries of sunnah. But if you establish something not from the sunnah and you consider it sunnah, you are from al-bid'ah. You have exceeded this. You have come out of this. But we look to this innovation. If it is a kufr, yani the shirk is an innovation. Shirk is an innovation. Magic is an innovation. All the boundaries of which we said Islam, these are all innovations, bid'ah. Because what is the bid'ah? The definition of bid'ah is what Rasulullah did not do or say or yani, agree about. So these acts of kufr are all innovations. And that's why we differentiate between this line, which we said out of Islam, which is the innovations of kufr. There are innovations which are not kufr, but these are dangerous. Yet they are dangerous. They take you out of the sunnah, and when you are out of the sunnah, you are close to the shirk. Close to the shirk. As Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, about the ayah where Allah Ta'ala said, فَلْيَحْذَرُ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ. Imam Ahmad said about this ayah where Allah Ta'ala said, let those who oppose the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَلْيَحْذَرُ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ فَلْيَحْذَرُ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ. Let those who oppose his matter in the religion be warned that a fitna falls on them. Imam Ahmad was asked, what is fitna here? He said, fitna is shirk. They might fall into shirk. And then he explained that how. He said, he will start abandoning one sunnah after another, after another, after another. And we said, here the boundaries of sunnah, here the boundaries of shirk. He leaves one after another, after another, after another, until he comes to the edge of the boundaries of kufr and shirk, and he slips out to it. No?
It is very clear, like, kind of point-wise list of what we make.
Yeah, we spoke about this in today's lecture. Okay. You can go back to it, because we said from the principles of Al-Sunnah that they don't name anyone kafir until he does this, 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 this. And they don't name anyone mubtada until he does this, 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 this. Inshallah, if you can go back to the recording, inshallah, you will hear. Here's a question from the sister section. Say, could you mention what you said before? He who gets the ilm in one punch will lose it in one punch. Come back to that. Huh? Now we said it means who does not go on the order of seeking knowledge. It means that when you just go and you cannot take the ilm in one punch. except if you take you read one page from this book and one page from this book, willing to show people that you are talib al-ilm. You come and say, for example, in Aqidah, yani all the Imams, Zalakai, Barbahari, to show them that you know the Imams of Aqidah. And then you come and say, in the book of Usul al-Fiqh, which is called Al-Bulbul, most of the people do not know this book. Al-Bulbul, they know Al-Waraqat, they know. So people, oh, MashaAllah, wondering. This type of person will lose the ilm at one time. Meaning, he is not benefiting from the ilm. He doesn't have the ilm in here. No? So it means, go gradually. Be patient. Yani some people, and I said, for example, some rivers accept Islam, and they are maybe 18, 20 years old. Someone advised them to apply to Jamia Islamiyah in Medina, or advised them to go to Yemen or Egypt and study. And he, Bismillah, fly to that place, and first thing he does, there is a circle of ilm for Sheikh so and so. Sheikh so and so is a professor, like for example, and he is a professor. When the professor speaks, he's not going to speak to the limit of understanding of the very, very, very basic person. Now, because he has very advanced students who spent in seeking knowledge ages. So this type of student of knowledge will not understand nothing. Will not understand nothing from the circle of this professor. He should go to the proper way. And I said this story today for the third time. In Ramadan, in Masjid al-Nabawi, one of the shuyukh there, he told me this story. He said that at the time of Imam Muhammad ibn Ibrahim, the first Mufti of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, a student of knowledge, somebody came to his circle. Now, introduced himself because the Sheikh is blind, so he introduced himself. First time he knew him, he said to him, okay, you go to my student so and so, sit with him, let him teach you Quran and memorize Quran. He said, yes, Sheikh, I memorize the whole Quran. The Sheikh said, okay, you go to my student so and so and let him teach you Usul al-Thalatha, the principle of Aqidah. He said, the Sheikh, but I memorize the Surah Al-Thalatha. He said, okay, you go, and he named number, he said, I memorize. He said, but you still need to go to them before you come to me. Why? Because they are students of this Sheikh. They are not as qualified, as strong as this Sheikh. And when he speaks, this Sheikh speaks, he speaks to those students, to the quality of them. Not to the very beginners. So whatever statement he's going to say might be misunderstood by this new student. And this happens so often. So often. That's why he needs to go gradually. Exactly like in the school. Can anybody jump from elementary school to the college? No, he must go through the high school. He must go through the high school, isn't it? So, why? It is because it is a preparation of, it is the cycle of preparation of the brain to start storing this information and linking it together. Now, this is the way you understand the ilm. Now, she has another question. Say, could you mention who it was? I could not. The first question was, is it to read this scripture? It's a bit difficult. It's a bit way back of my age. Even Isa couldn't read it.
Could you mention again who it was who would leave the town when he was one of, you mentioned earlier today, one of, I don't know if it was Sahabi, would leave from town to town as soon as he became famous in that country.
Ah, Awais al-Qurani. it is always the Qurani. He is not يعني Sahaba, I mean Sahaba, because we didn't see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Yemen there will be a man called Uwais al-Qurani. He is very obedient and grateful to his mother. If you guys see him, either Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, if you see him, ask him to seek forgiveness for you, because his da'wah is accepted. Umar ibn Khattab, when he hears that, every time, every Hajj, he asked the Hujjaj of Yemen, is there anybody of you called the Uwais? He said no. And then, until one year, they said yes. He said, where is he? He said, yeah, he's taking care of our sheep there, our goats. Then he went to him. See to that, to what limit? He's very humble. He serves the Hujjaj. He goes there, take care of the sheep. And he came to him and he said, are you always a Quran? He said, yes. And the Prophet ﷺ gave another yani sign that he has a baras. I don't know what you call baras. Liberty. Liberty? Skin leprosy. Skin what? Skin disease. Leprosy. Now, so he saw that, then he realized that he is the one. So he asked him, said, I hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say so and so, you need to seek forgiveness for me. He is Umar ibn Khattab. Umar ibn Khattab. Then Uwais decided whenever he is known, he escapes. So they started chasing him from one land to another. From one land to another. And he escaped from them all. Now, Allahu A'lam. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. جزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.